Government, universities must close ethnic achievement gaps or face sanctions. By Virginia Hale on February 3, 2019. The government has ordered British universities to achieve equality of outcome between ethnic groups, warning of sanctions for institutions which failed to make good progress towards this goal. Ministers announced that universities would be held to account on disparities in academic attainment between different ethnic groups after data showed gaps in the proportion of students awarded top grades for their degrees. The latest figures show that 79% of white students received a first class or upper second class, 2-to-1, degree in 2015-26, compared to 72% of Chinese students, 71% of Indian students, 62% of Pakistani students, and 51% of Black other students. New powers given to universities watchdog the Office for Students, OFS, will see institutions forced to publish data on admissions and attainment, broken down by ethnicity, gender, and socioeconomic background, in order to shine a spotlight on those making good progress and those lagging behind on equality of outcome between different demographics. The government did not mention possible causes behind disparities, but the Equality Challenge Unit, ECU, which published the figures, placed responsibility on universities rather than students to correct the supposed problem, stressing that action needs to focus on institutional barriers and inequalities, rather than improving or fixing the student. Traditionally, the language of the attainment gap has focused on students' underachievement or lack of attainment, whereas it should focus on the institutional culture, curriculum and pedagogy, it added. The ECU's call for universities to look at changing what is taught in order to boost minority ethnic groups' grades echoes far-left demands for British institutions to decolonize courses by replacing writers, thinkers, and scientists of European heritage and Eurocentric subjects with alternatives from the Global South, a process which advocates say would help to address institutional racism. Measures announced by ministers this week came as part of the government's Race Disparity Audit, an initiative commissioned by Prime Minister Theresa May to measure differences between ethnic groups in a range of areas, from stop and search and arrest rates to home ownership levels, with a promise to bring in measures which would stamp out differences. In a press release from the Cabinet Office, Universities Minister Chris Skidmore said, "Universities need to reflect modern Britain, and ensure that everyone who has the potential, no matter their background or where they are from, can thrive at university. It is one of my key priorities as the Universities Minister to ensure that I work with universities to highlight examples of best practice in widening not only access, but also we redouble our efforts to tackle student dropout rates." Professor Edward Byrne, president of King's College London, where Mr. Skidmore launched the initiative this week, appeared to contradict the minister's claim that equality measures are a bid to ensure universities reflect the demographic makeup of the United Kingdom, stating he was proud that 49% of undergraduates at the institution in the previous academic year were from Black, Asian and other ethnic minority backgrounds, which is actually far above their share of the general population. Breitbart London previously reported how non-white students are now a majority at 23 higher education institutions, and data shows white school pupils were significantly less likely to go on to higher education than those from other ethnic backgrounds. With the lowest entry rate of all ethnic groups, just 29% of white pupils commenced higher education in 2017, with figures revealing young white people from the most wealthy socioeconomic group were less likely to attend university than Chinese pupils from the poorest backgrounds. Entry rates rose from the previous year across the board. However, this was lowest for white students, at 1.5%, while for Chinese the figure rose 3.6% to 63%, for Asian 3.8% to 45.8%, and the Black entry rate increased 3.2% to reach 40.4%. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.